Yes, good morning. Good morning, dear listeners, and welcome to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And I think it's the right time to thank Mattia Sangala. And this is your conversational program, which is related to economics, related to business. We are discussing current affairs. We are discussing issues which are impacting the way we deal with bread and butter issue at home and also abroad. So, for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, this is, as I indicated earlier, it's your economic conversational program. We touch on various aspects which are related to bread and butter. We touch on national policies. We look at national programs. We look at international relation policies. We look at how the country is trading. We look at the aspect of food, security, farming, SME development, and everything which is related to the way the economy is working. Look at financial institutions. Look at the banking sector. And also how the country is doing in terms of development. And we are saying as long as Namibia is where it is now, we will continue to have this kind of conversation. And the conversation which will allow us at least to move up in terms of developmental ranking, not only in terms of GDP growth, but infrastructure, and most importantly, human development, aspect. We look at national developmental priorities, such as those which are drafted through national plans. We have NDP 6, and for the whole week, we have been trying to, to unpack what is in NDP 6, what is the possibility, or what are the viability of this plan. How should it be handled? What are the input of the citizens, the experts, the researchers, and everything, and everybody who, understand or contribute to national development discourse. And we are saying this conversation is not only one directed conversation. It's a conversation that, allow constructive criticism. It's a conversation that allow ordinary Namibians, policymakers, researchers to give their contribution, to give their input. Yeah, that's why we are always encouraging, different ways of approaching things. So we are greeting you from Eagle FM Namibia. We are greeting you from Eagle FM at the program Early Morning Scoop. And, wherever you are finding yourself, some of you are on your way to work. Some of you are going back home. Some of you are on your way to that school, university, vocational training. Some of you are on your way to your internship. Some of you are still looking for a job. But you know what is very important is that there is no situation which is permanent. And as time is ticking, there is always hope. And you cannot depend on hope alone, but you must also back it up with actions. That is how you network with people. That is also how you read and also educate yourself how to navigate, life. So that's why we are indicating to you, that, in this, program, we touch on everything that is, bread and butter, related. Because when you look at the history of economics, you understand that the existence of a human being, the civilization of a human being, the civilization of people, states and nations are centered in distribution of resources, are centered in, the way people relate to one another, resources acquisition, resources distribution, and also management of human beings, and also, their natural environment where they are finding themselves. So we are here from the hour of 6 until 7:30. And we are here until 7:30. So that's why we are indicating to you that, before we go to the conversation, we always like to tell our listeners and also those who follow us to say, for you not to miss out on important conversations, for you not to miss out on conversation which matters, on conversation which are related to national development, make sure that you follow Eagle FM Namibia at our social media platform. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on X. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on LinkedIn. Because if you follow us, you'll be able to be updated on what's happening at the national level and also at an international level, particularly on economics and business related aspects, on issues related to food security, and also issues related to trade. Because if you follow our page, those who follow you will also be able to follow us, and it will make their life more easier, because you'll be able to understand where the world is going, where the world is coming from, in terms of development, in terms of technological advancement, and what is happening particularly in at the governance structure, how our politicians are communicating developmental plans, and how citizens can partake in those national developmental plans. So that's why we are indicating to you that follow us on Facebook, X, and LinkedIn. And the other thing is also that we have an e-paper, that is the Villager newspaper, an e-paper which is coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And you can be a lucky citizen if you are listening to Eagle FM Namibia, because in terms of the Villager newspaper, that is an economic paper which can be sent to you for free every Monday morning, every Wednesday morning, and every Friday morning. What you can do, just send your name to 081-200-4144. Save that number, 081-200-4144. Save that number on WhatsApp, and you'll be able to receive that newspaper. And you'll be able to update yourself, because we're always indicating to say, if you are a student of economics, you are a student of business, you are a student of international relations, you are a student of governance, you are a farmer, you are a policymaker, you are a researcher, you are a young person looking for opportunities, read the Villager newspaper, understand where the world is going, understand the operationalizations of green schemes, for example, where to invest in terms of your skills, what to do in terms of development, what economic events are happening around you, who to contact, and just equip yourself. Just equip yourself. And you can only do that if you subscribe to the Villager newspaper, like the page of the Villager newspaper, also share it so that you will not be able to miss out. So apart from that, there are always our dear citizens, our dear listeners who are asking to say, no, Eagle FM, where is your frequency at the north? You know, we are indicating to you, to say, if you find yourself in a situation where the frequency is not reaching you, please use Eagle FM app. Use the app, go to Play Store, go to App Store, download Eagle FM app. It's fast and easy to use. What is very interesting about the app is that it's not only working in Namibia, but wherever you are finding yourself in the world, its operational mechanism is the same as WhatsApp. So when you download the Eagle FM app, you will listen to the programs which are on air, and also the previous program through podcast, and you will not miss out, because what is very interesting about the Eagle FM app is that even if you were at work at that moment or that time that, program was on air, you can still catch up with it by looking at the open archive, that is of course your podcast. Then you make your life more easier. And you can also follow us online, Eagle FM Namibia. Press in Eagle FM Namibia, press home, you will listen to us online. And the other thing is also that we have Imba app. We have Imba app. Imba app is a smart app that is giving you a digital version of a hymn book. So we are indicating to you, you can be a pastor, you can be an ordinary citizen. You are attending a wedding, for example, you are attending a birthday party, you are attending a graduation party, and you are required to sing, but you do not have a hymn book. So what you need to do is that we got you to that context that when you download Imba app, you'll be able to get the digital version of a hymn book in Oshuambo, that is your Ehangano, in Afrikaans, in Ocherero, Silozi, and many other local Namibian languages. So download Imba app, use Imba app so that you can Imba with us. You make your life more easier. Then you work at the platform, or you understand, you work together with time, and you understand where the world is going. You understand where the world is going in terms of digitalization. You make your life more easier because the existence of technology, the nature of technological existence, is to make the life of human beings, you know, easier. Then you find smart ways of doing things. So download Imba app, and you can Imba with us. So the time is 19 minutes past the hour of 6. We are here until the hour of 7:30. So let's go to a commercial break. Then from there, we are looking at what is happening at an international level, what is happening in the continent of Africa, and we can look at the conversation that we have today.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of it.
Yeah, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And we are starting with what is happening at the international news. What's happening at the international news? It was indicated that the President of the United States of America, Donald Trump, is not planning to attend the G20 meeting any soon in South Africa. And for those of you who follow global development, particularly in terms of economy, G20 summit is an annual summit which is hosted by 20 developed, economies, 20 developed economies, where you have countries like United States of America, you have Argentina, you have Australia, Brazil, Canada, China, France, Germany, India, and Mexico, Saudi Arabia also. And this is a very important summit because when you look at the combination or the arrangement of this country and in terms of their policy and what they do, and also the combination of the GDP of the G20 countries. It's estimated to be more than 80% of the global GDP, 80% of, global GDP, which means that 80% of the global economy is handled or is, with the G20 countries. And this summit will be happening in South Africa in November. And Cyril Ramaphosa, the president of South Africa, is a chairperson or has the presidency of the G20 summit, which is rotational. And he planned to give or hand over to Donald Trump, where he's going to be the next president to take over the leadership of G20 countries. And Donald Trump indicated that he's not coming to South Africa. He might send somebody due to bad blood between these two countries. And one thing that you need to understand is that United States of America is the second largest trading partner of South Africa, second to China. Then what you also need to understand is that China and South Africa are the main trading partner of Namibia. And what you also need to understand is that just recently, Donald Trump further imposed more than 30% of tariffs on goods that are coming from South Africa to the U.S. market. And it is estimated that it will affect thousands of jobs, particularly in the agriculture sector in South Africa. Now, putting this thing at perspective, you may also be able to realize and see that this is not only a South African case, or this is not only a G20 case, but it's something which we should also be looking at our plan that we have currently on the table of becoming a self-sustaining country. I think it's also a right time now to look at this development and see how we can navigate this, because we may think what Trump is doing is not going to affect us. It's going to affect us indirectly. And it's going to also affect our economy. Because if he is saying that he's not coming to G20, it means that he's not going back to the table that they went to regarding putting on peace, regarding negotiating reduction in terms of tariffs. And when you talk about thousands of jobs going to be lost in South Africa due to these tariffs, it also means that it will impact the trade of goods, particularly from the food industry, which are imported from South Africa by Namibians. That's why now, as a young person or as a business person, it's now a right time to look at this opportunity to see and think, what is the best way to produce, what is the best product I should produce, particularly from agricultural sector, that can contribute or can fill this gap, because there's already a gap which is coming, and the gap that we are all seeing. So, and the other thing that you also need to look at is that when countries are going to sit G20 in Johannesburg, in South Africa, what you also need to know is that Africa itself, or African Union, is also a member of G20. Remember this. South Africa is a member of G20. And Africa itself, the whole Africa, is a member of G20. Which means that South Africa become now an economic power. And when president is going to chair that meeting, he is going to be, even chairing or even on top of Africa, if you have to put it that way, which means that South Africa is standing on its own, then the continent is also represented at that meeting. So that is how important G20 is, and that is how important those discussions are. And looking at where the world is now in terms of trade tariffs and all those things, then you'll be able to realize to say, if Trump is not coming, whether we like him or we do not like him, he's an influential figure in global politics and also in global economy. And it's up to us now as citizens of this country, or as business people, as government, to see how can we fill the gap that will be created by this bad blood. Because we are still not standing on our own. We are still not self-sustaining. As we are speaking, we are not self-sustaining. We have a lot of problems to deal with. We have a lot of problems to deal with. And looking at this, it may look like it's far, but it's something that we need to think of, particularly those who are in the agriculture sector, to say, how are we going to invest in that area so that we can be self-sustaining? So that is one of the things that we need to look at. And there's a lot of things which are happening around this G20, because if you look at countries like China, when people are fighting, China is eating. When people are fighting, China is investing. That's why now China become also a global power player in this economy. And that is also a trading partner that we should not lose, but we should also use wisely. Because China is a strong trading partner of Namibia, but we must use that wisely as equal nations. Because China is a member of BRICS. China is a member of G20. China is almost all multilateral, institutions. But remember, China, for the past 60 years, China never even involved in direct conflict, which means that their investment is still standing. Their economy is still booming. And they are everywhere. That's why when we were discussing to say, no, looking at the way we want to develop our country, we must learn from China, but we must also get the right skills from our dear Chinese partner. Because they are very strong in terms of their economy. They are very strong in terms of the way they do things, in terms of their technology, in terms of their infrastructure development, and also many other areas that you can see. So let us look at this news. Let us look at this news.
Now happening now, actually, reports coming through the wires is that United States President Donald Trump has reportedly said he is not planning to attend the G20 meeting in South Africa due to what he calls a bad relationship with Pretoria. Washington correspondent Simon Marks, join me now for this latest development. Simon, good to have you with us. So we are reading, and you know how President Trump communicates. The communication seemingly says he did not plan to attend the G20 summit, but goes on further to say, I think maybe I'll send somebody else because I have a lot of problems with South Africa, a lot of people being killed there. Rehashing, I suppose, that debunked claim of white citizens being systematically persecuted and killed in South Africa. This being, of course, according to South Africa, 3 days before the 1st of August when those tariffs kick in. What do we make of this communication?
Yeah, this is very big news that has broken high in the skies between Scotland and the United States. President Trump is hurtling back to the United States aboard Air Force One after his four-day weekend in Scotland. And he has made news in conversations with reporters aboard the presidential plane, saying that he probably will not attend the G20 Leaders Summit when it takes place in Johannesburg in November. Now, of course, that is not entirely unexpected, but it is the first time that the president has personally articulated that his current expectation is that he will not be joining other world leaders in Johannesburg at the invitation of President Cyril Ramaphosa for that G20 Leaders Summit. He said to reporters, I think maybe I'll send somebody else because I've had a lot of problems with South Africa. A lot of people are being killed, so I think I probably won't. I'd like to, but I don't think I will. So he's sort of leaving the door open there for the possibility of changing his view on all of this. But bear in mind that this is the latest development in a long series of difficulties in the bilateral relationship between the United States and South Africa, symbolized most of all, of course, by that very contentious Oval Office meeting between President Trump and President Ramaphosa just a few weeks ago here in Washington, D.C. We've seen Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, boycott two separate preparatory meetings aimed at drawing up the agenda for that G20 summit. Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State, has also stayed away from one preparatory planning meeting in South Africa. So it's been pretty apparent for a while that the Trump administration had antipathy towards the idea of the president attending that summit of G20 world leaders in Johannesburg. This seems to be the first official confirmation by the President of the United States that as things currently stand, he probably will not attend the summit. And it raises huge questions, of course, for President Ramaphosa, huge fresh questions about the nature of the relationship between the United States and South Africa just 2 days before those tariffs are due to kick in on South Africa, the August the 1st deadline ticking away very rapidly. And it also raises procedural questions for the G20 leaders summit. Because remember President Ramaphosa, who has said for months that he was looking forward to inviting President Trump for a round of golf in South Africa, he was due to be handing the G20 gavel over.
Yes, that is what's happening. That is what's happening, particularly when it's coming to relationship between the powerful economy and where we are standing as a small state, you know, how we are positioning ourselves. And looking at not weeks ago when Ramaphosa reacted or was disappointed actually when the president of USA Donald Trump imposed 30% tariffs on all the goods that are coming to America from South Africa. There's a lot of question mark around this. There's a lot of question marks, but politicians are unpredictable. They're unpredictable. The way they handle their diplomacy is also unpredictable. But this is something that we need to watch on, something that we need to watch on as a country, and also where are we going to position ourselves. And one thing that will also happen is that when you have a friend or a trading partner who is behaving like this to another trading partner, what shows you that it will not happen to you also? How ready are you? That's why we have always been advocating to say, let Namibia develop fast, let Namibia implement what they plan so fast, to that extent when trouble comes, even if they are going to affect us, at least we are going to stand on our own. We have a very good plan, something come up, we are distracted. That's why we are saying, let us try to stand on our own, although keeping in mind that the world is a global village, but in terms of the economy and all the things that we are supposed to do with our resources that we have in this country, let us stand on our own and let us find that niche to say, this is how we can add value to our resources. This is how we can expand our agricultural sector. This is how we can do trading. This is how we can renegotiate our resources. You know, I was looking at, the list, which was, I think it was published by the Namibian Sun, but it's an authentic list which I have seen about mineral resources and also about Namibian ownership in its mines. Then you get shocked. You get shocked to say, who negotiated these deals? Do you really just negotiate these deals because of saving the employment of our people? Or because we do not have any option? Or are we going to relook at this? Or is the end of it? Because if you look at how we own what we have, with who we think we are trading with, then we realize to say we have a long way to go. Yeah, that's why we want that aspect, particularly from the Ministry of Industrialization, Energy, and Industrialization, Mines and Energy, to look at that thing. and what can be done so that at least we own something. At least we own something. Even 50% is fine. Even 50%. But really, 3%, 4%, where a foreign company own 80%, for example, I think we need to rethink about that, because there is everything which is enough for us here on this land of the brave. So that is it from international news. Let us look at also at our neighboring country. That is South Africa again, where you have the MK party took President Cyril Ramaphosa to court regarding his decision not to dismiss the Minister of Police, that is Sesom Tsono, who they regard as his friend due to allegations. And, you know, the legal team headed by Darlene Mpofu, advocate Darlene Mpofu, is bringing an argument in the court to challenge the decision of Cyril Ramaphosa to put the former Minister of Police on, or the Minister of Police still, on leave of absence with all the benefit, where he's also planning to, you know, planning to put somebody at an acting position. That's why that is one of the news that we need to look at. And we also need to look at how the argument was structured. We need to look at how the argument was structured and who is leading that team. That is an experienced lawyer. It's an experienced lawyer by the name Advocate Darlene Mpofu. Who is, you know, challenging the decision through MK. Challenging that decision of, you know, Cyril Ramaphosa to put the Minister of Police on leave of absence. So after a commercial break, then we can look at that news before we come to what we have at home.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than The Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Warm up with Red Hot Deals at WB. Get 750 gram CNB mayo for only $37.99 with SmartBuy. 2 times 1.5 kg real good mixed chicken for $139.99 with SmartBuy. 5 kg Palana elbows or mac for just $122.99. And 2.2 kg surf hand wash powder for only $49.99. See all our July month end specials at www.vurmanbrock.com. We care.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low, because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Great news. Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about...
Yes, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. Let us look at South Africa again before we come at home, before we come and talk about financial literacy, financial management, and also personal financial management and how they develop or how they contribute to national development. Let us look at Advocate Dalim Pofu in South Africa taking the president to court. Especially through MK Party regarding his decisions not to fire the Minister of Police after strong allegation from Commissioner General Kwananzi. But let us look at what they have to say in terms of their argument at the Constitutional Court of South Africa.
If this is what it says in the affidavit of Dr. Shoka, if true, these allegations, which include the judiciary for the first time, represent unprecedented levels of real state capture. They exceed by far anything which was previously dealt with in the so-called Zondo Commission on State Capture. That context is crucial in this application. And then he says in the next paragraph, the so-called Zondo Commission, which was dealing with narrower issues, lasted for approximately very quickly with the preliminary points. In my understanding, well, if judging by the heads and the practice note of the other side, the issue of urgency is not contested. Certainly not contested by Minister Mthunu, and it is kind of half-heartedly contested by the President in the papers and linked to the so-called prematurity point. So the real preliminary point is exclusive jurisdiction. Now, I just want to say this. Again, if you look at the papers, you'll notice that the opposition to exclusive jurisdiction is really, as I say, not so vigorous, but it's very rigorous in the heads for understandable reasons. I would also spend 18 pages on exclusive jurisdiction if I had a case like the other side has. But the issue is very simple. The issue is this. What are the president-specific or so-called agent-specific obligations that are at play in this matter? And I want to say this up front. The fact that those agent-specific and president-specific obligations might be mixed up with other general obligations is neither here nor there. Because I'll be the first one to accept, for example, that the obligations that are in Section 96 of the Constitution do not are not only assigned to the president, but to all members of the cabinet, including the president. But the test is simply that we're talking about the Chapter 5 obligations. Nobody in their right mind can debate the fact that to the extent that there are obligations in Chapter 5, those are president-specific obligations. Because, after all, that chapter is called the president, or at least the first part, and the to the extent that he appoints the cabinet, that must be read within the context of Section 85. 85 someone forcing someone to do something that they should be asking you for. I mean, that just should be self-evident. So that's on that point. That's
okay. On the next point is on the appointment of the professor,
yes,
acting minister.
Yes.
Let's just unpack that. There's this argument on behalf of the first respondent,
uh-huh,
that the challenge is premature.
Yes.
Because in terms of Section 101, any decision by the president must be in writing. And that has not yet been. He made the announcement on the 13th of July. But the actual appointment, from my understanding, it's still yet to be made.
Yeah.
If you can just deal with
address that, yes.
And also address my understanding of the section is that only a cabinet minister may be appointed as an acting minister.
Correct.
Now, in this case, what do we have?
Yes, thank you. With respect, Justice Mkhandla, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this because, with the greatest respect to my learned friends, this is. I don't understand what the defense is. So, quite frankly, there's no defense. But to the extent that it is attempted, I'll use your questions. And the reason why I say there's no defense is because my learned friends, we point out in our papers that, as you correctly say in your second question, you can't. That's why I was saying you have a duty. Once you've made the decision to have an acting minister, then you have a duty, according to Section 98, to put a cabinet minister. The president, in his public announcement, said that he is exercising his powers in terms of Section 91(3)(c). That alone should tell you that there's a lot wrong with this picture. He doesn't even mention Section 98. Only in the answering affidavit, when they deal with that topic, what is the first paragraph? They talk about Section 98. So it's an afterthought. What that shows is that when the decision was being made, he was doing it under Section 91(3)(c), which we all agree entitles him to appoint a minister, or rather, a minister who's an outsider, quote unquote. In other words, not a member of the National Assembly. No, nobody's quibbling with that. The problem with this president is he literally wants to do what is called, want to have your cake and eat it too. So he wants to appoint Professor Kachalia, but he wants to save Minister Mtunu and not dismiss him. Rightly or wrongly, and I'm not even there. That's really, this whole maneuver is about that. How do I save my friend and close political ally, give him a salary for the next 3 years, 5 years, God knows how long, while he's doing nothing, but keeps the bodyguards, the drivers, and all those things, and the title, but at the same time, I have someone who must look after the police. So then you think of this long, elaborate contrivance. But the law is very clear. You must do one or the other. If you want Professor Kachalia, then you must dismiss Professor... Professor, yeah, maybe... maybe that's where he should be, not in the academia. So it's very easy, Justice Plant. It's very easy. You want Professor Kachalia, then you must dismiss Minister Mtum. Conversely, if you look at...
Yes, that is what is happening in South Africa. That is what's happening in South Africa. That was in short argument from Advocate Dalimpofu. It's one of the big lawyers in South Africa. Some of the big lawyers in South Africa. He's an experienced advocate. And he has been in South African politics for quite a long time. And he has a history of working with ANC, working with EFF, and also now with MK, as an advocate. And looking at, in short, what he's trying to say, he's trying to say he is challenging, or their party MK is challenging the decision of the president of South Africa to appoint an acting minister of police who is not a member of cabinet, who is also not part of parliament, to replace somebody who is also not fired but put on leave of absence with all his benefits. And they are saying it's his friends and all those things. But what you need to know is that South African politics is very complicated, and the stability of South African politics has a lot to do with us Namibians. Now, looking at the history of Cyril Ramaphosa, Cyril Ramaphosa is one of the presidents of South Africa who know South African politics very well, and he was number one choice of Nelson Mandela replacement before Thabo Mbeki. If you go down into history, then you look at how he has been around South African politics. And he had been one of the chief negotiators of, ending apartheid. And looking at things which are happening, particularly the complications in South African system, you'll be able to understand that there's a long way to go. And the safety and security of South Africa also has a lot to do with us, Namibia, or will impact us. Because we are still operating like a province, although we have sovereignty of our own country. And many of the things, especially when you talk about governance, when you talk about the economy, when you talk about the relations, South Africa is our big brother, and whatever is happening, we must be concerned. So that is it from international and continental news. Let us go to a commercial break. Then we look at financial literacy. Look at financial literacy. I want you to take a pen and a paper. Then you ask yourself questions related to finance, especially when you are at the end of the month. How is your finance in order? What was the last time that you draw up a budget and you stick according to your budget? And also, what is the contribution of financial literacy to national development? Then you also maybe need to look at the history of developed countries. What is the relationship between developed countries and financial literacy? What is the relationship between financial literacy, or understanding of the operation of finance, and the governance of institutions within that country? And how can we improve our understanding of financial literacy? And also how we use finance, either at the personal level and also at the professional level in business, and also how we build wealth as a black generation, particular black generation. Although looking at where we come from, particularly black people, because I understand our white counterparts, they understand how properties are working, they understand how to teach their kids, how to teach their families, how to handle finance and properties and the value of spending, and also the importance of financial planning and all those things. So we need to talk about these things, because where we are now as a country is more than waiting for government to come and solve our problem. We need to sit on the table and say, young professionals, where are we standing in terms of our finance? Let's come and educate each other. Let's come and educate me, so we can also educate each other, so we still meet each other.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything IMBA has to offer at an unbeatable price. IMBA, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually my dream.
From sunrise to supper time, Namib Mills is there, feeding the nation with care, quality, and heart.
We believe food is more than nourishment. It's dignity. It's hope. It's the start of a better tomorrow.
Through sustainable production processes, job creation, and affordable, nutritious food, Namib Mills is driving economic growth one plate at a time. Because when we say feeding the nation,
we mean uplifting lives,
empowering communities, and building a future where no one is left behind.
Namib Mills, proudly Namibian,
passionately feeding the nation. Namib Mills,
feeding the nation. Fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we...
Yes, welcome back to Early Morning Scoop. Welcome back to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And as we indicated earlier, as we have always been doing, this is where we discuss business, economic-related aspect. But today we are looking at, issues of personal finance, issues of financial literacy. We are looking at what are the statistics saying on financial literacy and development. And what is the relationship between financial literacy of citizens in the country and also development of the citizens of that country? Looking at the context, particularly when you look at sub-Saharan Africa, when you look at the context of sub-Saharan Africa, it's indicated that more than 50% of the population of sub-Saharan Africa, they are financially illiterate. Which means that we don't have a good understanding of how the finance is working. We don't have a good understanding on how to handle our finance. And looking at World Bank ranking of developing economy, or in terms of development, the ranking that reclassified even Namibia, World Bank report on development, you'll be able to realize that majority of the countries in sub-Saharan Africa are the ones which are in low income economies. The other ones which are in low income economies. Although the education level has increased in terms of primary to tertiary education, the content of education, of finance, literacy is still low. That's why when you look at, for example, Namibia, when you look at the report from Namibia Financial Institution Supervisory Authority, NAMFISA, which look at the non-banking sector, it indicated that by the end of 2024, the cash loans businesses in the country were owed 8.1 billion Namibian dollars. 8.1 billion Namibian dollars. Then it's a very big question that we need to ask ourselves. It's a very big question that we need to ask ourselves. And last week, when we lost, you know, our young professionals, especially teachers, some of the reasons that were raised is that these people were in debt. They were in debt. They were not able to manage what they owe to the businesses and also to other people that gave them money. It's a very sensitive topic, and it's something that you cannot wish for anybody. But looking at the situation where we are as a country, where we have a high rate of, unemployment rate or high rate of youth unemployment, then you look at somebody who is working, then you look at a lot of people, a lot of young ones, they are aiming to say, let me just get a job even as a teacher. Let me just get that job. Then the question that you're asking yourself is that when you get this money, is this money going to do good to you or is it going to give you problems? What is the background of financial education? Where we taught about handling finance? Or they are going to give us depression? They are going to kill us? Because I've seen one guy who is by issues of life. He won a betting around 1 million. And he was so annoyed and he was not feeling very well. And he was indicating to say, no, I just wish this money can get finished, because it's giving me a lot of problems. Then after that, the guy still now is indebted. We have a lot of stories about this, but if we don't sit in one table and discuss about this thing, we'll never have Namibia will never develop, because there is something that is lacking in our educational curriculum. There's something that is lacking in our educational curriculum, because giving me money and I don't have an understanding of how money is operating, you are going to put me in problems. I don't know the difference between asset and also just things that I just need. I don't know the difference between what is long-term investment and also how to. I don't even know how budgeting is working, but I'm an educated person. Let me say I have a PhD. Some people are a PhD in finance, but they are still indebted. And looking at the relevance of this topic, it's not only to young professionals. And I like the fact that, what the Prime Minister have said. Prime Minister have said that he was so in debt and he ended up in a very critical situation. If somebody who have been in politics for a very long time, or somebody who had, board sittings and all those things, and influence in the public, can also be in debt. What about you, an ordinary John? So let's get the caller. Hello?
Mr. Shombe, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. No complaint.
Yeah, I started listening to you from the issue of Trump, President Trump.
Yeah.
And they all along.
Yeah.
And then now, I think where I would do very much is on the last one now, that when do you have funds, when you have money,
mm-hmm.
how do we use it, what the purpose, issues of that nature.
Mm.
And remember, these things are related to most of the social problems that we have, especially suicide among Namibians in particular, men in particular.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you look at all the regions,
mm.
geographically, all these things,
mm.
though the differences
mm.
are there.
Mm.
So you find out that men are topping. And the men are topping in terms of crime,
mm.
generally. In terms of suicide, it's even more worse.
Mm.
And because of this
financial pressure
process and many other social pressures.
Mm, mm, mm.
And because sometimes it's not only when the person has the money,
mm.
It's also the society, the expectation of the society from that particular person. So you now find out that the person is bombarded, bombarded by a lot of pressures of society, this and that one.
There's a lot of expectation.
So because they have created that expectation that so uncle is there, the brother is there, is working and things like that. That's why yesterday the discussion with Elizabeth was on that topic, that area. And it is really debt that we were talking about. The financial literacy that you are talking about, this is something that we just found now. Coming from the Minister of Finance. And it has come very late. So, and it's a good effort. People are expected that maybe it's only when you get, you are involved in a project and things like that. And the agents will try to tune you there for 2 weeks. Just, you know, to mismanage their money.
That's about to be a lifetime thing.
Just book a bar, that's what, income. That's all. How to spend it, the kind of priority they need, the social service and all these other things are not there. So I'm just now wanting to at least to dwell on some of these social problems. Just go ahead, please.
You can come through.
No, I'm saying, so these are the things that we need to discuss. Trump is complaining there, which is not even legitimate. It's not legitimate because he always saying that there people are being killed there. I don't know the white. Can you see the kind of language that is bringing it?
Yeah.
All those people that have been there living together, despite the increase of the crime. Generally. But some of you see that the, those things are not really targeting the race. Like he's claiming. I don't think so. I don't believe so because there are some, of course, in most of these countries, there is this social and all these things. And they are also the ones who are fueling these things. The Jew influence, all these kind of things. And all the, some of these things, they lead to, instability. We need to instability. So that in conclusion, all I'm saying is that let's also deal to ourselves here now. How do we then get those people, the graduate who may be going to take jobs like you said, which are not theirs, and then when they have the money. So you know what we can do for ourselves? From a gender perspective. You know, the Ministry of Gender is there and doing a very great job. So they are, they have a lot of programs that men engage, a lot of things, even UN agency, families, those ones. And let's really see how we can influence and facilitate the conversation that really touch the really life of the people there who are killing themselves. We come and discuss and this or this and this, but we don't focus on this social issue that we have. Meme Netumbo is crying, weeping, and every person is weeping. What do you say about those things? Just let me listen to it.
Yes. I think that is very important. You know, there is one thing that one person brought a controversial argument to say. No, you know, international organizations, you know, such as UN, you will find, you know, NGOs from outside. They brought up this thing of, you know, empowerment of women and also previously disadvantaged people. Then young children, especially the ladies, were taught this is how you do, how you behave in the society. But people forgot that this person that you are empowering is going to live with you.
With a man.
Yeah, it's going to live with a man.
Now
people, now they are starting to say, no, let's go back. We forget the boy child and all those things. That's why you, we were doing this thing without understanding ourselves. We were just doing it for the sake of, you know, there is a priority from international organization. But you don't say, I also have this problem. That's why we are empowering one kid. Then you live with this one. Even in terms of the economy, the same thing.
We have been talking about that one. Every program. So, few weeks ago, they were having a program here about cancer. The doctor was there and all this. And many, many, many other programs.
Yeah.
So when you say carry the boy child along, because it's partnership in development.
Yeah, and to be honest, to be just honest, when you look at there's one guy who is a very controversial guy, Jordan Peterson.
My name is also controversial. They call me controversial.
You're also controversial. No, Peterson stated that, okay, gender equality is a good thing. We should not oppress each other. But when you look at difficult jobs like right now, who are on top of buildings? Who are building roads? Who are building, railways? You can bring in difficult situation. Who are building structures? Most of these guys are men. But if you are losing that workforce, it will not work.
The war?
If you are
what
losing, come again?
What about the war when the war comes?
No, the war comes. Who is at the front line? You don't even talk about it.
Maybe that one is our natural responsibility that God has joined.
But we must live with each other because just before you come in, Francis Negra was talking about, no, it's not about only losing a person. You are also losing somebody who was contributing to the economy and many other things. Let's go to a commercial break, then we can say.
Super bargains await you at USave, where you pay for the product and not the brand. Pay only 149.99 Namibian dollars for selected Lovis disposable nappies, 49.99 Namibian dollars for 2 kilo Surf hand washing powder, 2 liter Sunlight fabric softener, just 46.99 Namibian dollars. And 750 milliliter sun gel dishwashing liquid costs only 16.99 Namibian dollars. That's USave prices. Where you save, I save. We all save at USave.
Yes, you can come through. Hello?
Very far on top of the construction or whatever. Don't even go very far there.
Yeah.
The problem is that these things, These are the things. Sometimes me, one of my name is Controversial Buana.
Yeah, Controversial Buana.
They call me that. Why? It's because of the meeting and issues of that nature. I always tell them, and our minister never goes to any place where you are. The language is not clear.
Yeah.
So you must make sure that if you are developing a program or initiating a development project or whatever whether it's for economic or social or political thing, my friend, from onset, you start with both of them.
Yeah.
If you are to socialize these children,
how
do you then go along and just say, no, we are, even though the thing is made for girls and women and girls, men are also not excluded.
What are you doing?
Is that the kind of a language that you're telling us?
No, and the other thing is also that sometimes I don't have a problem with NGOs, but I have a problem with us not setting our priorities very clear. Because you as a country, you have what you need. NGO have their principles and visions. It's for you to say, okay, you are funding this program and we also have this one. How can we integrate? Not only because what you have outside, you think it's also applicable. Yeah. There was one guy here I called, and I don't want to speak about those controversies. I called him and he said, no, look.
We need to call them. Maybe we need to organize them.
Yeah.
Ourselves, we organize those ones. Those are controversial ones.
Yeah.
And then you bring them in.
Yeah.
You get formally request for a special program.
Yeah.
We can see how we can sponsor it.
Yeah.
But not only that, there's something before I forget it's on the policy and the act, some of these acts. Okay? And it has been one of my responsibility, and gender is doing a very good job. Let's not satisfy that thing. In terms of the general, the people just say, no, we don't discriminate, especially those agencies. Their policies are still not in tune with our priority, like you're saying. So you need to still review them now. I think that's why I said you need to have that some of this route to facilitate. Maybe on our side, all these things through the leadership and management. So that then you look at some of those areas. Maybe let's say most of these state agencies. When you go there, I say, well, how are your policies? How are you implementing your program and things like that?
No, we are just,
we don't discriminate.
Yes.
We don't discriminate.
Thank you.
But if you don't discriminate, I will understand that thing. Mm. So you need to make sure that there are specific areas, like this boy child now.
Mm.
Are there really programs apart from men engaged?
No, let's just have a general program. Now, in terms of gender equality, I think we almost there. And this thing of, I don't want to go to that
area,
yeah, society of saying men are what, that thing will not work because you are going to live with us. Let us empower each other. Then that is the only way
we
are. Yeah.
We don't cry. Yesterday, yes, my friend, when we were now discussing the whole topic, Elizabeth brought because that's your area. It's also our area. Guys.
Yeah. No, so because if you are not doing well, you know, social or personal development, you will not get economic right if your employee is not feeling well, if the person is dead, if a person is sick. That's why we are saying, what aspect are we going to deal with? That's why today we are saying, no, let's look at the relationship between financial literacy and also development.
You know, in your newspaper there, I'm concluding now. No?
Yeah,
I'm sorry for taking too long, but I was just saying something that I was also reading this.
Yeah.
The person in the newspaper. And we caught that person, you know, and the person is saying himself, he's saying, let me just quote it for you, just a line before I conclude, please. Sometimes I take too long to speak, and this is very important, it's necessary, so people also have to forgive us.
It's crucial.
So now, and the person is saying, it's in the newspaper, I can't find it now.
Yeah.
I'm going to maybe to bring to you in the evening because we need to rescue our people, our men. So if they are your partner in development, like you mentioned, how are you going to serve them now?
Yeah.
How are you going to serve them? So the kind of, if you go into the Namibia Correction Service, and do a basic survey, research there.
Yeah.
Many of them, they will tell you, I'm here because of the pressure from my wife or from my boyfriend. I mean, my girlfriend. Why? No, you're saying, no, you are useless. You can't prove anything. You are just sleep lying down. But you are not supposed to be lying down and become lazy. I'm not saying so. So what we are saying is that the pressure, that's why most of them are in prison.
Yeah, no,
they filled their class, they did what, and because they could not stop. But this particular one is saying he has been coping with this thing. Speak out. If you look at the newspaper, you know, I'll get it for you, please.
Yes, thank you.
Welcome, sir.
Yes, talking about financial literacy and development, also talk about personal affairs. You know, the basic thing that we need to look at, just think about this. Look at the partner that you have, your love partner that you have. When was the last time that your love partner showed you his or her budget? Or a person just saying, no, I want my nails to be done. I want what? A person does not even know what budget do you have. And what is the contribution of your partner to the knowledge of finance? Do we bring this thing on the table? Because if we don't discuss about this thing, we end up blaming each other. We end up, getting loans to impress our wives and kids. Then we end up in trouble. But if we have understanding of financial literacy, my wife should advise me. I should advise her. Then we can draw up a budget. Not just, baby, I'm in the salon. Everything is already done. Or I took the kids to private school. Who said I have money to take the kids to private school? If my salary is like this, or my investment is not yet matured. Do you understand what I'm saying? So we are bringing this thing to say, for us to move forward as a country, the issue of financial literacy should be even separated from the knowledge of accounting. Because some of these things, they may look like they are not attached to the economy, but they have direct impact on our economy. So let's take the caller. Hello?
So sorry, you just said 40 seconds. I got the article in the newspaper.
I will cut your communication now.
Yeah, you know, I used to be a victim of that.
Okay, no problem. Come through.
I am tired of being told to be strong. Men open up about battling mental health. So, and they're failing to provide for my family, and this is the person who is saying it here.
Mm, mm, mm.
Suicidal thoughts struck, waking up at night asking God, why this happened to me? I later started going out in my wheelchair. Imagine, this person was even on the wheelchair with friends, thinking it would help, but I would be sitting in my wheelchair wearing black shirt at night, crying behind the shed. And only one or two of my friends would notice. Mm-hmm. Only one or two or two.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm sure this person has got a grant from Ministry of Gender, from the government.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he is having, and he's on a wheelchair, and you can see these are the voices that you need to hear for you to do away with suicide and all these social problems. Thank you very much. This is person who has written, so it's written in the Namibian.
Yeah, yeah.
So, it's written in the Namibian of what is it, 30th July?
For yesterday, no?
Just yesterday, actually. Oh, okay. Yesterday. So please, let's now make sure that the men open up, the pressure and the reasons are there. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yes, everybody must open up, you know, everybody. But what we are looking at is finance, is the knowledge of finance, and something that we all need to teach ourselves. We all need to learn, because if it's like that, even at the managing of institutions, because you can be a best student in accounting, you can be a CA, chartered accountant, but you're still financially illiterate. If I make you a financial manager, you run away with my money, because you are still financially illiterate. You cannot manage your personal finance. And that is not something that we were taught. But as far as we were advocating, or we are still advocating for better understanding of computer or better understanding of technology from primary school, is the same with financial literacy. Same with financial literacy. Because we were talking with Francis Nengera this thing to say, no, this thing attached to the economy very well, because, you know, when you lose somebody due to pressure or inability to manage the finance, when you lose this person, you lost a lot in your economic chain, because the public sector has to recruit, you have to train, you have to pay the salary of another person. You have to retrain this person. You also need to be accountable of the mistake that a new person is going to do. Because this person was not only productive in terms of the educational sector, but was also productive in terms of the economy. But due to those aspects of, because it's also like this. When you have, you are financially literate, and 80% of people around you are not financially literate, they are also going to put you in problems, because it's something that we all need to know. Something that we all need to know. Because it's like somebody say, no, I'm fine, I'm working, but you are the only person who is working in your family. You are still going to be in problem, because don't only think about yourself, because we need to solve the problem for everybody. Because if you are saying, no, I'm working, all my friends, they do not have jobs and all those things, you are still going to put yourself in problem, because they have to get something to eat. And they have to come to you. That's why when we talk about financial literacy, it's not only about those who know it. It's also how we share it with others. How we discuss it, like the way we discuss Chelsea and Manchester United. Those discussions we bring on the table. So how we can handle it. Who is the best investor in our generation? How did they do that? How do you handle your little money and continue to survive, and also having a lot of good things that are productive in the future? What is asset and liabilities? What is the contribution of the fancy car I bought to my development? Is only going to take money from me, or is going to bring something from me? So those are the questions that we need to ask ourselves. So, dear listeners, you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And we have around 1 minute before we come to the end of our conversation. And today we touch across various things, but especially when you are at the end of the month, it's always good to rethink about the concept of financial literacy, the concept of planning, the concept of budgeting, even to educate ourselves, because we are not those who know it all. We also need your advice. We need your input. You may be people who have experience in handling issues, but as a country where we are now, development of the country cannot be done without human development, and human development without capacity, particularly handling the economy, handling money, which is one of the mode that is used to acquire properties and also solve a lot of problems in our generation that we are living in. We need to know those things, and it's also up to our policymakers and those who are drafting curriculums not only to put things for the sake of being there, but for them to be used effectively, and also to assist our kids, and also the generations to come. So, dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to Early Morning Scoop, and I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Mike Oshoveri with Unpacking the Day. And stay tuned, and bye-bye for now.
Have you recently turned 18 years of age? Or did you miss the previous voter registration process? Or did you move to a new constituency after the last voter registration? Then this is your chance to register as a voter. The supplementary registration of voters takes place from the 4th until the 19th of August 2025. This process is for eligible Namibian citizens who need to register as a voter for the first time or have relocated from one constituency to another, or who now qualify to vote in the local authority elections. Your civic duty is calling. Answer it. Get involved. Step up. Register to vote.
Get social with us on a Twitter. Oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evito danjuka. Okupitira oipindi konu konda doi nawa.
Great news! Impa just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Impa? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the Eye.